From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. Warmer temperatures are causing glaciers to melt in places like Antarctica and Greenland. What's in those glaciers may have a significant effect on ecosystems downstream. Those massive chunks of ice harbor a lot of organic carbon, like soot and byproducts from fossil fuel combustion. Dr. Robert Spencer is studying the potential impact of all of that organic carbon being released. He's an assistant professor of oceanography at Florida State University. Aside from sea level rise, why should we care so much about glaciers and ice sheets?
Where we work in the Gulf of Alaska, the systems are changing incredibly rapidly. If you think about it from a global perspective, by 2040, 2050, we're looking at an approximate 50% decline of mountain glaciers on the Tibetan Plateau. And we want to know fundamentally as scientists, what does that mean for downstream receiving environments?
And that brings us to organic carbon, which you've referred to as the relics of life.
These can be things from fossil fuel byproducts. So when we combust fossil fuels, that goes into the atmosphere. And when that falls in precipitation as snow, you know, it's into these glacial environments. We can be looking at contemporary carbon dioxide. And what we're really interested in is what then happens to that carbon that's coming from these either modern or very ancient life forms and where it's going into the environment upon thaw.
What does water look like when it contains a lot of organic carbon?
All water anywhere on the globe, from the drinking water that comes out of your taps at home to the oceans, is full of organic carbon. It's just at different concentrations of organic carbon, and there's different forms of organic carbon in those different waters. And so you can have the very dark tea-colored waters, lots of aromatic compounds that are absorbing light so we can see them with our eyes, right through to the blue waters of the oceans.
So what did you set out to learn with this study?
Along the Gulf of Alaska, mountain glaciers have some of the highest rates of loss on the planet. And so what we were trying to do was predict what would happen as glaciers are removed from that ecosystem. We found something that really surprised us. The carbon that was coming out of glaciers was very old, but it was incredibly biologically labile. And what I mean by that is microbes at the base of the food web are really excited to see it, and they can grow on it better than they can grow on carbon, say, coming off a forest or a swamp environment.
And that's one area I'd say we really are moving into now. We're going to be talking about a long-term glacial decline to basically very little ice left in some of these mountain glacial-dominated systems. And so ultimately, what does that mean for, say, fisheries and productivity? The long-term outlook is obviously not great if you're removing the food source.
You talk about how in the next 35 years, there will be 50% more organic carbon entering the oceans from glaciers. Why do you think that's the case?
So this study that we conducted is basically the first time myself and colleagues have put forward a global estimate of how much organic carbon is both stored within glaciers and then how much will be released from those environments and how that's changing. In my opinion, one of the most interesting findings from this study is that by 2050, we're going to see this increase in organic carbon export. And that's predominantly driven by mountain glaciers and the decline of mountain glaciers, which we hear a lot about in the media. And so this study really shows what that means, not just for the water question, but what it also means for things like organic carbon that go along with water as the ice thaws into rivers and streams. And so then we can now begin to look at what that means for microbes in those streams and things that feed on microbes. And so that might be zooplankton, but then birds and fish feed on those. And so we're talking about basically understanding the base of the food web and how that's changing, with clear ramifications for what that means for things like fisheries, which obviously we care about from an economic standpoint. Now we're really interested in, one, how much does this carbon play a role in supporting the food web in these systems? And then the other one is really, as we're seeing more of this carbon released from glacial environments, and we know it's a different form of carbon than, say, what's coming off forest and wetland ecosystems, what does it mean when you mix those two carbon sources? And we need to understand how the contemporary or modern carbon cycle works if we're really going to understand how we're impacting it.
Dr. Robert Spencer is an oceanographer at Florida State University. From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.